USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Linda McMahon is leaving the Small Business Administration to take a job with the president's re-election campaign. In an announcement at his Florida resort, the president says the former pro wrestling executive has done a lot for the country.
She has been a superstar. The fact is that I've known her for a long time. I knew she was good, but I didn't know she was that good. She has been one of our all-time favorites. It was just so smooth. She's helped so many people.
The president also told reporters he may close the border with Mexico as early as next week.
I'm very upset with Mexico. I think Mexico is doing a lot of talking. They have the strongest immigration laws anywhere in the world. They probably have the strongest. And we have the worst. We have the weakest, the most pathetic.
Trump says something has to be done to stem a tide of illegal immigration into the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Attorney General William Barr says the Justice Department will release Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report to Congress and the public after some necessary redactions. Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono wants the full report as well as the underlining materials.
I am particularly interested in the discussion or the analysis relating to obstruction of justice as well as the underlying materials because we saw with our own eyes and heard with our own ears all of the ways that the president tried to stymie this investigation, which he continues to call a witch hunt.
The report is expected to be released by mid-April, if not sooner. President Trump says he and his party are focused on replacing the Affordable Care Act in order to make it more affordable for all Americans. Speaking in Lake Okeechobee, Florida, Trump said they want to get better health care than the Democrats have provided.
We're doing something that is going to be much less expensive than Obamacare for the people. I'm not saying government, I'm saying for the people. And we're going to have pre-existing conditions and we'll have a much lower deductible. And I've been saying it, the Republicans are going to end up being the party of health care.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A warning has been issued to Russia and any other country that supports the Nicolas Maduro regime in Venezuela. John Clemens reports.
That warning was first issued by President Trump that Russia had to get out of Venezuela. Then another warning was made during a briefing at the State Department by Elliot Abrams, the special envoy for Venezuela.
I would just say that we have options and that I think it would be a mistake for the Russians to think they have a free hand here. They don't.
After Russian troops were sent to Venezuela, the White House declared that action posed a direct threat to the region's security.
Actress, activist, and United Nations Special Envoy Angelina Jolie has delivered the keynote address for a UN gathering to address UN peacekeeping and civilian protection. Jolie, who co-founded the Preventing Sexual Violence in Conflict, says every country that prides itself on human rights and liberty should engage beyond its borders.
A country that believes that all men and women are born free and equal cannot be true to itself if it doesn't defend those principles for all people.
The University of Texas at Austin has suspended the Texas Cowboys Spirit Group from campus for 6 years following an investigation into alleged hazing during a retreat last fall, the night before a new member was injured in a car accident and later died from his injuries. That according to ABC News. An investigation by the school found evidence that new members were subjected to multiple forms of hazing, including physical brutality, coerced consumption of alcohol, and degradation, among other things. You're listening to USA Radio News.